Canadian-born pop artist Grimes often sings in the voices of imaginary characters. This time around, the spirit of her new album is a malevolent goddess who personifies climate change. The title, which is a pun on misanthropy, is called Misanthropocene. Our critic Will Hermes has this review.
Misanthropocene is a very dark record. So much so you might well think it indefensibly nihilistic. But then again, Grimes did conceive it in the voice of a supervillain. At its best, it makes me think of modern horror movies, like Us or Parasite, which frighten us with a larger purpose in mind, to shock us into maybe rethinking certain attitudes. The woman behind Grimes, Claire Boucher, grew up loving anime, and her pop persona frequently presents like a science fiction warrior superhero. Boucher is also a technical auteur, producing her own densely layered music and telling stories both visceral and cryptic. My favorite song on the new album, Dark Side, features the Taiwanese rapper, Pan. With Asian language artists like BTS on English language pop charts, the collaboration is on trend, except that it features a woman poeticizing ecological suicide rather than men shoveling boilerplate love songs. But that's how Grimes works. Her music pushes the pleasure buttons of mainstream pop while also appearing to critique it, like the song Before the Fever, which could be heard as a reckless come-on or a statement of apocalyptic fact. Grimes has always had a complicated attitude towards fame, and Misanthropocene fits into a fresh tradition of songs conjuring depression, also on trend, even if she frames it abstractly. It's not what I normally expect from a 21st century pop album, but that's why, despite all the darkness, I find Grimes' music continually fascinating.
Grimes' new album is called Misanthropocene. Our critic Will Hermes is the author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 Years in New York That Changed Music Forever.